Thank you so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. We got a special guest in the studio today, loan expert Mark Brockett, talking about the current lending landscape.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. And joining us today is Mark Brockett. Mark Brockett is a wise and easy to access resource in the home loan community. He is at Willamette Valley Bank Home Loan Services. Thanks for joining me, Mark.
You're welcome, Marcia.
And let's talk a little bit about lending these days. It seems to me that there's some great access to funds. You don't have to just, as Bob would say, fog a mirror. There needs to be some engagement in your financial picture, but people can get access even if they don't have great liquidity.
That's correct. Yeah, they can.
What are some of the lower down payment programs out there?
Of course, let's start with zero down payment or 100% loans. That would be your federal VA loan program, which, of course, you have to be a qualified veteran. Then you've got your USDA program, which is 100% financing. That's an FHA-insured loan.
And that's more rural.
It is a rural. So if you're looking for a property within, let's say, Eugene Springfield city limits, it's not going to be available.
There's also FHA, good old FHA. Is that still appealing?
Absolutely. The good old FHA 203B, 3.5% down payment, a little more tolerant with some credit issues if they exist.
Okay.
Lower credit scores are available with that versus a conventional loan.
Still trying to reach out to people to help them get into home ownership, it sounds like. And then you've also got conventional financing. Before we turn the microphones on, you were saying they have a very low down payment available there too.
3% down payment. Typically, it's a 5% down payment, but they do have a conventional loan that offers 3% down. You can go 5% down, 10% down, and on. Mm-hmm. You're going to have mortgage insurance with any minimum down payment. The threshold there is 20% down.
So mortgage insurance means you're going to basically say, I'm higher risk because I don't have 20% equity going into this relationship.
It's a higher risk loan.
So that makes it a higher risk. So if this property does go back to the bank or the institution that financed it, they're going to have lesser margin to recover.
In the event that there was a default or even a foreclosure, so, the bank's going to be covered with the insurance.
And that insurance is pretty expensive?
It can be, depending on the credit score, but not too bad. If your credit scores are really strong and high, then the premium's going to be less.
So if any of that has interested you, please give Mark Brockett a call at Willamette Valley Bank Home Loan Services. Thanks for joining me, Mark.
You bet.
I'm Marcia Edwards. You'll find me at realestatesmart.org.